This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE strongly opposes NMED's proposal to get waste off the hill in Los Alamos. What now? By June 22nd, hundreds of New Mexicans submitted comments in support of the New Mexico Environment Department's strong stand to protect the people of New Mexico by requiring Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, to remove plutonium-contaminated waste off the hill. But the Department of Energy, DOE, and its contractors in New Mexico at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, LANL, and Sandia, and in California, Idaho, Illinois, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Washington State, all strongly oppose the Environment Department's proposed permit modification requiring the cleanup of legacy waste stored at LANL in the fabric tents next to the community of White Rock. Among other things, DOE comments repeatedly stated that the Environment Department does not have legal authority, quote, to dictate how or what waste can be disposed of at WIP. DOE stated the risk associated with LANL's storage facilities would not be applicable to WIP. DOE comments stated that the Environment Department proposal would violate federal laws and halt pit production for nuclear weapons. DOE reserves the right, quote, to take appeals as provided by law and to seek any other available legal remedies in the event differences cannot be resolved, end quote. In contrast to the federal government, a New York State agency is, quote, in strong support, end quote, of the Environment Department. Oregon also supports prioritizing cleanup of facilities in New Mexico. Four New Mexico nonprofit organizations, including CCNS and two individuals, support some of the Environment Department's proposal, but also oppose some provisions. Those groups and individuals proposed changes to make the permit more stringent. For example, they want more specific restrictions on the definition of legacy waste and more requirements for LANL cleanup. The next step is for the 32 organizations and individuals that oppose the Environment Department's proposal in whole or in part to meet in confidential negotiations in late July to see if they can resolve all of their differences. If agreement were reached, one or more meetings would be held to receive public comment about it. If not all of the differences were resolved, there would be a public hearing with expert testimony and cross-examination before an administrative hearing officer. That hearing would also include opportunities for public oral and written comments. After the hearing, there would be legal briefs submitted to the hearing officer who ultimately would issue a recommended decision to an Environment Department official who had not been involved in the permit modification proposal. That official would issue a final decision, which could be appealed to a court. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.